wood pellets are already widely used in Europe to generate renewable energy, and now Asian countries are jumping on board. Managing Director of Altus Renewables, Ian Sanderman, who's behind the new facility in the Wide Bay, says demand for the pellets is rising and could soon outstrip supply.
Well, certainly in Korea and in Japan, they've been a little slower than the European markets, but there's very strong interest in Korea and in Japan. And the traditional sources of wood pellets for the European markets is out of Europe and East Europe, as well as North America, and mostly on the eastern seaboard. There are a number of plants on the west coast who are much probably better placed to service the Korean and Japanese markets, and as are we, based on the east coast of Australia. And right at the moment, forecasts that we're hearing are suggesting that, you know, demand's going to far exceed supply within the next few years.
The facility has a production capacity of up to 125,000 tonnes of wood pellets per year. So when do you expect to reach that peak?
Oh, most probably the next 2 to 3 years. Is going to take us a little bit of time. We need to source additional fibre, so there's not adequate fibre supply out of the Hine site for us to get to full capacity, but we're taking steps currently to start putting in infrastructure that will allow us to buy from other sawmills in the region. So my guess would be, you know, 2 to 3 years and we'll be up at the 125,000.
You're sending out of the port of Bundaberg, which we know is solely sugar. So have you had any issues there with setting up the export out of there, given we are in the sugar export season?
Oh, look, I mean, it's been challenging for sure. We're using the QSL's storage facilities, and we're obviously, you know, utilising a fair amount of space. And we were able to get the vessel away timing-wise. I think we've emptied the sheds ahead of their peak storage. So, you know, I think it's all worked out well. We are now undertaking the building of a separate storage building at the port.
Locally, the new facility has created about 16 jobs, and bosses hope to soon utilise waste from other sawmills in the region to fill increasing orders. It's a promising step for the Wide Bay Burnett, where each town used to house a sawmill, but numbers have dwindled to just 4 or 5 in the past decade. Roger Fallon managed the Broina sawmill for 16 years before it was recently shut down after 94 years of operation, when owners stated they couldn't afford safety upgrades. Mr. Fallon says the wood pellet exports give local sawmills an extra market, but could mean more cost outlay.
The only cost will be, of course, is transport from the sawmill to where they got to go to be processed.
Could it save costs in that the operators don't have to get rid of their shavings and their sawdust?
Yeah, well, like I said, when we were at Broina, most of our sawdust went to Nestles, and they put it through their boilers there. In our instance, I suppose it was still being used, whereas this other idea is probably a better idea and maybe worth more money. But as I said, the cost of loading and the cost of transport is a cost that you've got.